Blog Talk Radio.
I'll say this.
you better have a good cause if you're going to roar for it like a lion. Because,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good things, and we need to look at the beauty of the now and the moment and the present. And really, if it takes roaring, do it. But on the other hand, I like to purr like a kitten. Find that peaceful space and stay within it.
Exactly. Now, Mercury's already been in Virgo for several days, and there's been a lot of complaining. There's been a lot of but ifs, what ifs, and I'm not happy going on over the last 3 days.
Gotta love that dual sign. And again, we all have a tendency right now to overanalyze things. With Mercury and Virgo, and look at all those different potentials of what could be. Look at the positives of what could be and not the negative could be. Again, that Virgo is a work energy, so if you keep your hands busy and if you get to work doing what you need to do, it seems to not be so much of an overanalyzation situation.
It sorts itself out. And the way I look at Virgo is I think Virgo is like the perfecting intelligence, okay? So the complaints are not necessarily just like, you know, lip service. There's a better way for a lot of even the smallest things that we do every day. It's going to help us to analyze that and look at a plan A and a plan B. I love mutable Earth. I think it really serves us because when we have, especially with Jupiter moving in there too now, what's going to happen is it's going to magnify the alternatives, as you suggested. And I love that. I love that.
Yeah. I love that, too. You know, look at the alternatives, but look at it in a positive way. Don't look at it in, because again here, Virgo is such a pure form. That's the one thing I like about the Virgo energy, is it sees the purest in everything. And working with it in that pure form and with Mars and Leo, finding that creative way to use that pure form just really can enhance your life a great deal.
Absolutely. Now, once Saturn moves into Sagittarius, which it hasn't been there in 29 years, and it's getting ready to make that move, it's going to square Jupiter, Virgo, and I really like that square. Most people say, what? How can that happen? Well, it does happen. I like it because it gives us a breadth of vision. Jupiter in Virgo is going to allow us to really look at the details. But Saturn Sag says, okay, do look at the details, but also look at the bigger picture. I think so many people are going to create new businesses, new ways of living, lifestyles, in this cycle,
yes.
For a full year, I think it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be amazing.
I really do. I think, you know, Saturn is the timekeeper and gives us temperance and understanding. So it slows some of that abundant, you know, that big spontaneousness of Jupiter, even though Jupiter's ruling sign. It really makes it to where it gives it a little bit more temper and a little bit more foundation to work with, especially being that Earth energy in Virgo with Jupiter. It really, I think there's going to be some very strong foundational changes in a lot of people's lives for the better. Maybe some work, but it's for the better.
Well, how I see that square somewhat poetically, going on Google and requesting a recipe. And the recipe, you look at the picture, you're like, oh my goodness, do I ever want to eat that? But I have to have all the ingredients to make it happen. That's how I kind of see that square. We're going to have to pay some attention to detail to manifest our dream.
Absolutely. That's a good analogy of it. And here again, you need to get all the ingredients together before you can put it together. And this is a great cycle to do that. Put those ingredients, find what you need, those ingredients, to better your life and to make your life happier.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of people on hold. Maybe we should take a couple of readings. What do you think?
Okay, let's do that.
Area code 678, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, and who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I have a question regarding my new relationship that I just started, and I wanted to see what you see this new guy that's coming into my life, how he feels about me.
Had you called us before?
I don't know if I have or not.
Is your birthday April 2nd, 1964?
No.
Okay.
His date of birth or my date of birth?
Your
date of birth.
Mine is 6-6-69.
And what time are you born?
10:36 a.m.
Excellent. And what city were you born in?
Say that again?
What city were you born in?
Atlanta.
Georgia?
Yes. Atlanta.
You still live there?
Yes.
And when's his birthday?
January 21st, 1969.
And do you know what time he was born?
I believe it was 3:30 p.m.
And what city?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Say the name of the city again for me.
Murfreesboro.
Can you spell that for me, please?
M-U-R. Murfreesboro. Let me write it down because I have... I don't know how to spell it. It's Murfreesboro.
Okay. Is that near a larger city?
It's close to Nashville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a plan.
If
there's not that much of a population there, our program doesn't embrace it unless there's a certain number of people that actually live there. So this is fine. We'll use this one instead. That's fine.
Okay.
So when did you meet this guy?
Online.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
No, actually, I like this relationship already. There's a lot of good stuff going on in here. You definitely
I really
have
like
a very strong sense of intimacy already, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're both negotiable, which I like.
Yes.
You have certain things you won't move on, but you respect that. I like that, too.
Yes.
Let Jacqueline take a look at it, because she and I both look at things a little bit differently because we're schooled differently, but she's really awesome. Go ahead, girl.
Okay.
Well, you know, there are some great harmonious things between the two of you. One of the things that I really like is his Mercury is conjunct your sun, and his sun is conjunct your Mercury. So there's this great connection between the two, and they're both in air signs, so there's a great line of communication. I'm not surprised. It was the first thing when I said I'm not surprised that you would meet online or have that connection. There's an instant friendship and a kinship. I also like that both of you...
Hello?
You still there, Jacqueline?
It seems like we lost her.
Yeah. She's had a lot of... storms and problems in her area, so she's been off the internet for several days. She'll probably try and call back in on another phone.
Right.
I just want to tell you that this person that you're seeing right now, they were born with their Mercury retrograde, okay?
Okay.
It's a perfect trine to your sun. So because of that, they're going to be a very good listener.
Okay,
so
yes,
it's very important
is.
For you to really speak your truth. It's very important for you to be as honest as you're trying to be with this person because it's very beneficial.
Okay.
They're very visionary in a lot of ways. Venus and the Moon, both in Pisces, it's a beautiful placement. But at the same time, they can often be hurt by others. Has that been their pattern?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try and get Jacqueline back here. There she is.
I'm back here.
All right.
Sorry about that. I've been having issues this week. There is a situation because sometimes he tries to anticipate or manipulate things ahead of time, okay? And you're highly independent, and this is where I find that sometimes you two might have issues, okay? And where that Pisces moon of his sometimes gets him in a little bit more trouble than yours does. And so here again, know that he can be somewhat suspicious at points in times and let it go, okay? You two have a great line of communication, and so again here, communicate with it. Don't make a judgment on it. Learn to ask. Because you have a Mercury in Gemini, you're a curious individual. Learn to ask him, well, what did you mean by that? How did you come to that conclusion? Delve more into it. Again, use the communicative skills that two of you have and don't make automatic assumptions. If either one of you make automatic assumptions in this relationship, I feel that this is going to have some great problems.
Okay.
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 So watch out.
I really think that the two of you do play off each other well. There's a certain level of codependency, but it seems healthy to me. The things that you've needed, he provides, and vice versa. So I like that.
Okay.
And because his son is on the cusp of Capricorn and Aquarius, there's times he can be very, very disciplined, but he also needs to be able to go out and play.
Okay.
He needs both. And so do you.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. I really like it because the two of you can keep that independence, but keep that open line of communication and everything. Don't come to any judgments.
Okay. Yeah, I tend to do that sometimes, too.
Well, your Venus and your Saturn is in Taurus, so whatever you've learned is kind of carved in stone. It's like your root system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you see caution flags going up, you're going to pull back.
Yeah, that's
most
exactly
Geminis
what I'm doing.
Most Geminis don't have that. Yep. Sometimes it's better to move forward and address, as Jacqueline suggested, than to pull back. Okay?
Okay. Yes, yes, ma'am.
We're glad you called in tonight.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Enjoy yourself. Bye.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sweet. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. It's Andy. How you doing?
Hey, Andy. How you doing, girlfriend?
Hanging in there. It's been kind of a wild ride.
Oh, yeah. That's an understatement, babe.
Yes.
When the planets move,
sure
they shake the whole earth.
Absolutely. My mom just broke a hip 6 hours away while trying to take care of her sister who had a mild stroke, and I lost a real dear friend pretty unexpectedly, passed away. So it's been just really wild.
The blue moon brought a lot of us in. Over the blue moon, I lost 5 people near and far. I mean, the blue moon often does.
I'm sorry to hear
because
that.
It gives us a second time for completion within a month. it's not as cruel as you think. Often, it's just time. And I say that knowing
right.
how it feels. But
right.
sometimes it occurs that way. And every single time we've had a blue moon, I've had this. Because I talk to so many people every week. You know, I have news of losses coming in very strongly with a blue moon. But again,
sure.
when you're done, and you've made an appointment, and you will not miss that appointment, okay? It's how I look at that.
Right, right,
and
right.
So I just try and support the people that are here because they are hurting and the other person is free. Now, the people
right.
that go through problems with their physical health, usually when something goes wrong with your physical body, it's God's last attempt to get your attention that you need to love yourself more or put more time into you. Okay?
Right.
So
right.
then they have to come back and deal with self. And again, they have to reshuffle their life a little bit. So now they can factor themselves back in. Maybe they're giving way too much to other people. They've neglected themselves. They're not paying attention. Okay? So to balance those energies right now is what's going on. We have two major planets that are moving and changing signs. Okay? Jupiter's going from the fixity of Leo into the mutable energy of Virgo. Saturn is leaving the fixed energy of Scorpio, going into the mutable energy of Sag. So it's about, rather than overly defining your relationships with people, to be able to be flexible with those relationships, depending on what's going on.
Okay.
And it seems a little tough, but we're going to get this down probably within 3 months. We're going to figure this out. Okay.
Yes, I'm kind of wondering the best way to support my own health because I'm just frankly exhausted and I've got to start another school semester here in a couple of weeks and I want to kind of fortify and, you know, be ready as
right,
best
now,
I
know
as
you
I
were
can.
Born- You were born in Urbana. I know you're living somewhere else now. Where are you living now?
Yes, I'm in Overland Park, Kansas.
There you go. I couldn't remember the name of it. Okay, thank you.
And
what do you
this
think,
time, at this time, the South Node is going right over your sun, and Jupiter, and Uranus is in between your Mercury and your part of Fortune, okay? You need
okay.
to take some time. You need to do something for yourself very strongly. I like music for you. I like something to do with water or music.
Yes.
Like this, okay?
Yes.
You, I think it's really soothing. I think it really, your Saturn's in Pisces, your Venus is in Pisces, Chiron's in Pisces. And Chiron shifts energies. And with it being in Pisces, the water shifts you and the water recharges you. I might also say you might want to add some electrolytes to your water as well.
Okay.
That will help revitalize you as well because, again, your water is going to be your revitalization and the music is going to be the revitalization for your head. So to support your major health, that's what I would do. But Aphrodite's actually more of the expert on health than I am. So what do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, the first thing that I see, and it sounds amazing. Have you ever laid on a biomat, Andy?
You know, I think I did one time, yes.
Because Pluto's in Capricorn retrograde right now. And it's
forming
all these trines to your planets in Virgo in the third house. I like the water idea, but I also like the crystals, of the amethyst crystals they use in those biomats, okay?
Uh-huh.
What it does is it tends to take out any impurities energetically.
Okay.
Okay? And it can really be a tonic for a couple of weeks. You are having a lot of trines right now, though, with Mars moving into Leo. So you are going to be busy, but you can be busy better if you ground and flow. And you have to do both. I agree with Jacqueline totally about the flow of the water energy, but you have to ground too.
Mm-hmm.
So to alternate those two is kind of like the greatest blessing for you right now because you will sail in this cycle. You'll get a lot done over the next 7 weeks. Yeah.
Excellent. I've just started trying to go back to swimming weekly.
I love it.
A couple times a week, which really enjoyed. And, you know, some massage, some body work. And I just saw an ad for somebody who does have one of the jade beds.
Okay. The one we have at Livestream Center where I do my readings out of is actually amethyst crystals.
Oh, okay.
And they have, like, the small mini one, and then they have the one you can do the whole body. It actually warms up or cools down, and it actually does vibrate a little bit, and they play music in the room. I mean, it is so the boss, okay? But
well,
if you
those
like
are
jade,
great, yeah.
That's fine.
No,
fine.
I don't have a preference, so I just, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it. It's a time of a lot of transition, and, you know, we'll get through it and move on to bigger and better things.
That's right.
Exactly right. Time to open up and move on.
And move on, exactly. Thank you. Have a great night.
Many blessings.
You too, Andy.
All right, bye. She's such a sweetheart. Oh, my goodness.
She is. Love that Aries energy.
Oh, me too. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 201. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Jennifer calling from New Jersey. And my date of birth is October 9th, 78. I was born at 5:35 p.m.
What city?
Patterson, New Jersey.
Oh, Patterson.
Yep, good old fashioned. It's just a 1T, though. I'm in
where
Hawthorne.
Do you live now?
I'm all the way. I'm in Hawthorne, the next town.
Okay.
All over.
Haven't moved too far away from home, huh? Okay, that's good.
So, I just wondered what you see, like, for relationships coming in. Like, there was someone I was seeing, but, like, I kind of been on and off enough. So, is there anyone new coming in the picture? Or is this not a good relationship time?
Okay, let's take a look at that.
Okay.
You sound pretty up.
I'm a good actress.
All righty then.
No, I've had my fair share of drama. I'm trying to stay together, yeah. It's not easy, but...
Okay.
I've had a lot.
Wow.
I'll bet you have, with Saturn over last year passing over.
It's like
Mars.
I got health drama. I got someone trying to get in my mom's house drama. I mean, every day it's like you never know what's going to happen. So, see any men coming?
Yes.
Okay.
Mars
just
moved
the person
moved
I was
into
seeing,
Leo.
I just don't think was working out
Mars
for me
just
anymore.
Moved to Leo last night, okay? It's transiting your fifth house of romance, and it's going to be connecting with your Jupiter within a week, okay?
Wow, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
You've been going through kind of like the dark night of the soul where you had to discover what you need as far as a truly intimate relationship. And sometimes it's like shoes. You try them on, they pinch. You try them on, they fall off your feet. You've been trying on shoes, babe, for a year. Okay?
Oh, God. Yeah, this
but
person
now,
is a Capricorn, and I don't think I went with them. I don't think Capricorn and Libra go too well together.
So your moon is a
well,
Capricorn.
Well, you have a Capricorn.
So... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Jacqueline. Go ahead.
Sorry, you have a Capricorn moon. And I don't normally, and again here, my ex-husband was a Capricorn and I'm a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't normally suggest that as being the ideal situation, but it also is according to your chart, okay? You have a Capricorn moon. You are going to attract them. And when it comes to
seems
relationships...
Seems like I keep finding them.
You will. You have a Pisces rising with Virgo on your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. Here again, you have that quality to work hard to make a relationship work. And with this, having the Capricorn moon, I'm not necessarily opposed to Capricorns with you because you any
can
relationship.
Can I tell you his birthday?
I'm sorry?
I was going to say, could I tell you this person's birthday?
Yes.
Sure, let's take a look at him. Cause
oh,
that
okay.
Would be good.
January 11th, 73.
I'm sorry?
I don't know the time. January 11th. 73. Not sure of the time.
And what city was he born in?
Dominican Republic. A whole other country.
You know, city in Dominican Republic. In the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, a little bit away from here.
Yeah. We'll take a look. We'll get close.
And he's in Patterson. He's only 10 minutes from me. That's crazy.
Right now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
People have said that we've had, I don't know what you guys think about the whole past life thing, but people have said we've had past lives, and like, that's why I never give up. I'm always, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't break it off altogether. But, you know, I'm looking to get married and have a baby, so I don't find flinging.
His sun and Jupiter sit right on your moon. Dead
on.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's
Karma,
crazy.
Oh,
your
yes.
Benefit.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. I know them for 3 years now. Aw. Yeah, we met in 2012 on June 28th.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I felt like I should just finally throw in the towel, but he wanted to start things over again, and then I just, you know, I don't know.
I don't
feel he's serious enough.
I'm going to suggest you do. This is an interesting relationship. I do like this Capricorn relationship for you.
Okay.
Yeah. He has a Saturn in Gemini, so he has lessons in duality. He has this thing to, and he also has a Mars in Sagittarius, which makes him kind of have these really unusual escapist urge thing. Okay.
Mm.
But I've got to say, I so think that the two of you have such a strong kinship together, and I think the two of you can really work well together. He brings things to you that you haven't seen before, and you bring things to him that he hasn't seen before.
Right, relationship.
And it is more of an equal and balanced relationship. So it's... With this, you two have
it's
to have your own...
It's more of a what kind of relationship? I didn't hear what you said. What kind of a relationship?
It's a working relationship. The two of you
have
to work together with each other. With his Uranus conjunct your Mercury, there's so many inspiring things that he can bring to you and really open your eyes to. And one of the things about you is that you have a lot of self-doubt. Okay? And you want that reinforcement of that everything's okay. And sometimes he doesn't express that reinforcement. Silence to him sometimes means everything is perfect, which
right,
to you means
yeah.
Ooh, what's going on. Okay?
Yep, that's
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And here again, you can learn from him that silence also brings the two of you closer together and that you can feel
no
his energy and you can feel where he's going. Okay, so here again, I happen to like this relationship, and I think the two of you, it's a very balanced one, which is what you're looking for. You're looking for that equal relationship to where it's a 50-50 partnership, and this one can give it to you, and this one's highly honorable. So I really like this one for you. What do you think, Arlette?
I so agree.
Okay.
See, the thing is that you are not as familiar with your moon as you need to be. And you are shielding yourself way too much. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to say, look, I'm the real deal. I'm a blessing in your life. Deal with it.
Oh, my God. Okay. crazy. I was ready just to move on to the next one. I was gonna, because well, I'm looking. I don't know that he's serious and wanting to have kids and the whole nine yards anymore. In the beginning, we talked about it. He wanted to get married, but I held off because I thought it was too soon. And now it's like, you know, what's the story?
Well, see, it going in that direction. My opinion, which is worth probably nothing. You don't marry someone because you have children. You don't marry someone because you want to start your own business. You marry someone because you feel they're yours. Okay?
No, I have felt that way, but now it's become on and off and stuff, and it's like, all right, I don't want to be with anybody else, really, but...
And
now,
no,
if you drop your shield, what do you think is going to happen? If you drop your shields, what do you think is going to happen? Mm-hmm. He's going to be your advocate. He's going to be your hero.
Okay.
You just don't know that yet because you haven't done it, okay?
Right. Okay.
I would give it one more try. And I do it by allowing yourself to be vulnerable. You don't know how to do that.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you can create a wall.
Yeah.
That a Molotov cocktail couldn't get through when you want to. With that Capricorn moon. And you have to realize he's part of your army. He's not the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're reading that wrong. Okay?
Okay.
I give it one more try.
Uh-huh.
And I try to change your attitude just a little bit, realizing how deeply sincere he is.
Yeah, I don't need any cheaters or anything.
Right. But I do think he's an honorable man.
Okay.
Yes, I'll agree. He is honorable, and I do feel that Aphrodite is so correct on this. And I want
to say, what is he doing now? You think he's just hoping that I'm going to contact him, and he's waiting for me to make a movement? But
I would bet.
He's not harassing me or anything like that.
He's not the guy who's going to harass you.
He's going to stand strong
in
his beliefs.
Wow.
He's going to stand strong in his beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he's already said to you, he's going to stand by it. He's a man of his word. He's a man of his word.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys. Sounds good.
Keep us posted on how you do, babe, okay?
I will. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless. All right,
bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Challenging but exquisite. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely not the easiest. She definitely has to get out of her own way. That Mars in Scorpio and the Venus in Scorpio with Uranus in between the two. Really, you know, she has that doubt, and I'm glad that you pointed that out to her. Because that's
she needs to let that shield go.
She needs that doubt go.
I think she's trying to pole vault herself into something that she can control.
Exactly. And there's
and
no controlling this.
No, no. To embrace the strengths of it would be the wisest choice. And that's why I wanted to, and you did too, we tried to push her in that direction because you can learn so much about yourself from others. It's just amazing.
Absolute.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Susan.
Hi,
Susan. Hi,
Susan.
How you doing tonight?
How y'all doing?
Great.
Great.
So I was just wondering, be general, what's going on?
I have several Susans. So,
10/29/8.
6:05 p.m., Manchester, Connecticut.
Yay.
Gotcha.
That's it.
And where do you live now?
East Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, still a native. Never left Connecticut, huh?
Well, I went to Florida for 10 years, but I got, you know, tired of the hurricanes.
You know, you guys see that, Susan?
Like,
yeah. I mean, you can take the girl out of New England, but you cannot take the New England out of the girl.
No, It's very organic here. I like it.
Me too.
And I'm sorry, that was 6:29 a.m.?
6:05 p.m. 6:05.
Yeah, 6:05 p.m. Manchester, Connecticut. Yes.
Thank you.
So what questions do you have for us tonight?
Well, I guess in general, I don't know if I can do that, just what's in my planetary alignment, you know, things that are coming up maybe spiritually.
They've been coming up for 2.5 years. Where have you been? Honey, you are so there. Please, please. Now the soul, which you've been going through for 2.5 years, you're birthing a new philosophy this year when Saturn moves into Sagittarius, okay? And you are going to create a whole new philosophy. You're going to teach people everything you've learned. This is amazing chart, amazing.
Oh, neat.
Are you already doing psychic readings and all that stuff? Are you doing healing work? Are you doing psychological work? What are you doing?
I don't do anything like that. I just meditate and listen to music, and I just resonate. That's all I do.
It's time to share what you have learned with other people rather than being the hermit. I really feel that all the work you put in for yourself and with your spirituality is a gift you're going to bring out to the world now over the next 2 years. But, Jacqueline, what do you think?
Well, and I do. I agree with Aphrodite. We're going to talk about the same thing as far as Saturn just shifting into Sagittarius, because you have Venus, Neptune, Sun, Jupiter, Mercury, all in Scorpio, okay? So you've just been pounded over the last 2.5 years. You need to know this information. You need to learn this. We're going to slow you down. For a Scorpio to be controlled, it's really a hard thing, okay?
Yes.
Because Saturn's a cardinal thing, and Scorpio's a fixed thing. So it's been that you've been pushed along this whole entire trail that you haven't wanted to go down, okay? But you've been pushed for the last 2.5 years, and it's coming out, okay? I do think it's coming out in a great way, because it's going into your seventh house, which means that this is a business partnership or partnerships of some kind, that you're going to really be with people on a one-to-one basis and really help them on a one-to-one basis. And through that, you're really going to empower yourself. Jupiter is still in your fourth house, and it is going to pass over your Pluto. So there's that transformation and change that Aphrodite was talking about, from you being the hermit and staying inside, going out and being more social. So I think this is a more social time for you as well, that you'll finally feel like you have a breath of fresh air. The one thing I will say is don't look for the other shoe to drop. Air is fresh. The air is fresh. Let it be. Don't think that it's going to end the next day, okay? Because in here, I know you've been through a long-term situation over the last 2.5 years, but that is breaking now. So don't think it's going to come back. It's not retrograding back.
Can I ask you something? What does it mean when you reference the dark night of the soul? What does that mean?
It means that you've come face-to-face with your own immortality. That's what it says.
Feeling the expansion with that. That's cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And because it's opposed, Saturn is opposing your Mars right now, and your Mars is retrograde in your birth chart in Taurus, you don't do well when something shakes your foundation. Okay?
Yeah.
And because it puts you in a situation where you need to go inside deeply, which you have done, and now you're going to help other people. They're going through transition to go deeply. You're going to be able to now share this with other people in a way where you feel you're like a guardian angel in their life. It's your time to speak about your philosophy, create a new sense of faith and growth and freedom. You're closer to yourself because you had to find your core value, and you have found it. And as Saturn turns into Sagittarius, you're going to say, I have to tell the people about what I have learned. And
yeah.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing.
I try to share just as much as I can on Facebook with all my friends, and they, you know, just different things. You know, I can see that people like it and they're, you know, listening to it. And it's pretty cool.
And that's what you're here to do, is you're here to really counsel people only in a way that you can because of your personal experience,
mm-hmm.
and how you've integrated that experience into your own new philosophy that you're birthing now. And you'll birth it before Christmas. It's very strong. Okay?
Yeah, there was a time, see, I actually don't meditate as much because it was birthing. And I pulled back from it a little bit. And I just kind of integrated somewhat. But I know it's still there.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that maybe you don't understand or maybe you haven't realized. Do you have any children?
Yes.
Okay. People always talk about the labor that the mother goes through. They don't realize when they pass that child through their cervix and their birth canal, they're squeezing this little baby into the world. Okay? You
yeah.
have been being squeezed, babe, and now you're ready.
Neat.
Yeah.
I'm
loving
it.
I'm going to suggest one thing to you. Really think you'd really enjoy learning about astrology. I think you'd
yes.
understand yourself
yes.
better, and I think you would find it very fascinating. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
yeah. I do find it fascinating. That's why I call in. I don't understand much of it. but it is very interesting.
Let me suggest an author called Robert Hand for you.
Robert, H-A-N-D?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. I think you can relate to him very well.
He's awesome.
And he has many
books awesome.
Out there. And I think you'd really benefit from just reading his first book on horoscope symbols. But I think you'd find it fascinating, and I really think that you would come to a greater understanding for yourself and feel more comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
By Robert Hand. I'm writing it down.
Now, I tell you, when you start to study astrology, you could live for several lifetimes and never learn it all. But when you start out, as Jacqueline's suggesting, and then you start to read other things. And you never know the moment that all of a sudden it's going to fall together and you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I just got it. Only
it's like
you
one of those
can
really
know that
subject.
Moment.
Yeah.
It's so amazing when that happens. You're like, oh, I get it.
Neat.
It's so
okay.
fun when that happens. Yes.
I was looking for a good book. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. Keep us posted.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
All right. Good night. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies.
It's Cindy.
Hi.
Yes, I just heard a beep on the phone, and then I was announced. So I know it's... So anyway, Charles is up in New Jersey at this time.
Oh, really?
That's a good thing.
Well, it is and it isn't. I'll let him tell you about it. I do have a question for you, ladies. A place
okay.
that I want to move into, and it's going to help my son with the rent. It's a 2 years waiting list. Does that make sense to you?
Well, 2 years is going to bring Saturn into Capricorn. Let me take a look at this. Is this in Palm Beach, honey?
Yes. Well, West Palm Beach, near the river. Yeah.
close enough. Okay. All right.
Are you sure there's not another one that you, because I find two, I find a duality, a choice here.
I see it too.
If it's close to the other one, I don't have the right income for it.
Ah, the plot thickens. Okay.
Well, and here again, I think there's another one that you can afford out there too, as well as this one. Do I think that it's a great place for you? Yeah. Sometimes we have to do the work. Again, I think this is the one that you've been looking at for a while, and I'm going to suggest again because it's easily been 6 months that time lapse that has already gone on since then. That apply now, okay? Because 2 years isn't a big deal. Okay, you can get in there.
Okay.
You're getting something sooner. You're getting something sooner. Jupiter's going to be moving into your second house of real estate in like 6 weeks. Come on. There's going to be other options that are going to present themselves to you, and one of them is also going to have that dreamy feel to it. So don't stop looking, even though you can get on the waiting list, but know that if they're going to make you wait, you look at other options. Do the smart thing.
Okay, I've been looking.
Continue to do that because Jupiter's not in Virgo yet, okay? It's going to be going in this week, but then it's not going to enter your second house of real estate for about 3 or 4 weeks. Keep looking. Don't drop the ball, Cindy, okay? Just like, well, there might be something that's healthy and good for me. It's going to be like fine food, fine cuisine. I'm going to wait it out and see if something else shows up too.
Okay. So I know there is something
thinking about the other person. Go ahead.
What?
I know you're thinking about helping the other
person.
Go ahead.
I don't understand what you were saying.
You're trying to help out someone else when you really need to help yourself.
Oh, okay. There is a place across the street from Century Village, and the income is okay, but it's just not desirable for me.
Well, no, Cindy. Again, I don't think you've seen the second one that we're looking at, the other alternative.
It hasn't shown up yet, no.
Yeah, you've got to wait. You're not going, don't even take your time to even go across the street to that one. That's just a waste of your time. Again, keep looking and keep looking at those options. Keep going out there and seeing what else is out there. Okay, keep researching it because I think you're going to find a better alternative. I agree with Aphrodite that even though this one has a waiting list, I think you're going to find something better sooner.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You have to remember that Jupiter is going into Virgo, okay, for the first time in 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Venus is retrograde in Leo right now, but it's going to re-enter Virgo. Now, these are the two beneficiaries of the zodiac, okay? They connect, let me tell you when, they connect right around the 25th of October. So between now and the 25th of October, you're going to know exactly what we're talking about, okay? I love that. I love when planets come together because they offer a solution. And if we're going to be kissing in your second house of real estate. Okay? Are you still there?
Did we lose her?
I don't know. I still see her on the queue.
Are you there, Cindy?
But she can listen to the recording later. Oh, I'm sorry we lost her because that was like such a good piece of information for her. There is something good coming in. Bless you, Cindy. If you can, call us back. We still have your charts on screen. Love you, girl. Bye. See you ready for the next one? We can do one more. It's like 5 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, we have what?
It could be Charles,
time.
So let's wrap it. Okay.
Okay.
Good evening. 561, you're on the air.
Good evening, this is Charles.
It is Charles.
I had a feeling it was you.
You must be psychic.
How you doing, sweet thing?
Well, I'm good, thank you. I have a birthday coming up next Sunday, and you know, things just seem to be stuck for a while with me, and I wondered if you could, you know, give me any idea when things are going to change.
Are you going to be in West Palm Beach for your birthday?
I will, yes.
We hear you're in New Jersey right now.
I'm actually in New York City tonight, and I'm headed back to West Palm Beach tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah, I came up to see my friend Kathy, who's not very well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, thanks. Yeah, so it was good to be able to visit her.
Great. You have to honor your two friends. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not well, and my mother's not well. So just like several of your other phone calls, it's like a lot happening all at one time. And my mother actually has a birthday the same day as I do.
Wow.
Wow, and that's interesting this year.
Yep. Do you want to tell him about his birthday first, or what?
Pardon? I'm sorry. I'm looking. I'm sitting here looking at this. If you want, yeah. I mean, there's some great things coming. You're going to work. There's no question about it. It's going to be sudden and it's going to be quick. Okay, because here again in your solar return, your sun, your Venus retrograde, by the way, which is dead on your sun at that day. Okay.
Okay.
And Mars are all in your sixth house of day-to-day work. Okay. It has a beautiful trine to your midheaven. It also has a beautiful trine to Uranus retrograde from your second house. So there's no question that within this time period, right around your birthday, I do feel you're going to get some kind of work that's going to work very well for you. Okay. I just think it's going to come out of the blue. Okay.
It's going to come out of the past. It's going to come out of the past.
Okay.
I'm not worried as much about your mom as I am Kathy.
Okay.
Okay. Pluto sits in your 12th house this year, and it trines your moon, and it's dead on trine to your Mercury. And so there are psychological changes, and I think this trip was greatly to your benefit to take this trip. There are psychological changes that are going to go on this year. And
with
I'm
her?
Going to say this. Well, with you, about her.
Okay.
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 The transformative time for her. Okay.
Okay.
The positive, okay, real quickly, and then I'm going to give it over to Aphrodite, is I think there's a relationship right around the corner that you're going to like.
Yep.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
Go ahead, Aphrodite. You tell them about what you see.
There's a relationship from your past that's going to be returning to you.
Okay.
New rules, and something you would never have thought would happen. Okay.
Okay.
I also feel that you're going to be dealing with people from all over the world. It's just been waiting for you. In other words, the position wasn't open before, but now it's open. And
okay.
So you're going to be blessed with your work, which is going to help you to support the women that you care about. They're going through difficulties right now in a profound way, because you're going to have much more energy, much more positivity. So I think that's a good thing. I think that sometimes we expect to be blindsided. Right now, you're going to intuitively know what's going on with the people you love in a very profound way. You'll be okay. And you'll be able to help them with whatever they're going through.
Okay.
Over the next 2 weeks, you're going to connect with somebody that you feel great love for, because of who they are. Never really expecting to have a full-blown relationship.
Really?
And that's God's gift to you.
Wow. Okay.
We're top of the hour, so I'm going to let you go and
okay,
keep
well,
us
thank
posted,
you.
Okay? All right, God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. All right.
God bless.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
This has been the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How can they reach you, Aphrodite?
540-400-0110. And you?
772-286-2720.
Many blessings. Talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
Good night.